Brother James.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Boy, it's been good. I spent most of my time this week just crying. Just thanking God for being so good.
Amen.
No, not everything's okay. It is okay, but not everything's okay. But it's okay. I have a thought. I couldn't get away from it today, this week. And I don't know how much preaching I'm going to do, as I'm just going to kind of just share the thought with you that God just put upon my heart. Look in your Bible in Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. I just want to read a few verses, give you a thought. No pity party, no sad stories, but 2014's been rough. And but even through the tragedy and trial and troubles, I've seen the grace of God work.
Amen.
I've seen God be real.
Yes.
I believe it's Brother EJ talking about the gravity, and because we have the gravity, that's what causes our muscles to have strength. And I didn't know the grace of God and didn't understand through certain valleys how I would make it until I got put in that position. And I still don't know how I made it apart from the amazing grace of God that just brought me through. And still I can't see, you know, it's kind of looking down a dark tunnel and you see a little bit of light, and sometimes I wonder, is that really a train coming at me? Maybe not an exit, maybe it's the train. But I've learned that I can trust the Lord. And I can't trust my flesh and I can't trust my feelings, but I've learned that I can trust the Lord. And I know that He can take care of me. And as we come to this camp meeting, I love the name. Hang on to your harp. And if there's anything I want to say to you this last night as we're breaking apart and many of us won't see each other for another year, I just want to encourage you, hang on to your harp. Don't hang it up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Just stay with God. Just keep on keeping on. It won't be long that eastern sky is going to split. God's going to come back and rapture us out to be in heaven with Him. Just keep on keeping on. It will be worth it one of these days. Look at him, Mark chapter number 11, verse number 1 says this, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, He sendeth forth two of His disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway He will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye? Loosen the colt. And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. Verse number 7 says this, And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. Looking, I guess if you'd have a title or whatever for tonight, verse number 3 where it says, The Lord hath need of him. My thought tonight is, hang on to your heart. The Lord hath need of you. Hang on to your heart, cause the Lord hath need of you. Now here's the thought that's been on my mind. Like I said, not preaching, just the thought. The first thing I see in verse number 2 is I'm glad He knows where I am. I don't always know where I am. There's some days I get up and I've been knocked for a loop. The devil has been on my back. Troubles and trials have arisen in my life just overnight. It seems like I've been knocked down to my face, and I don't even know where I'm at half the time. But in verse number 2, I'm glad God knew exactly where the colt was. Now notice the text of the Scripture. He was in one village, and He sent 2 disciples to the village next to it. He's all the way in the next town over, and He says, when you go to the village way over there, you're going to find the colt tied. Here's where He's going to be tied. He's going to be tied in that village as soon as you go in. He's going to be tied at the door without, and He's going to be at the place where 2 roads meet. He said He's going to be at a crossroads in His life. He's going to be bound up with some things. He's going to be tied down with some things. And I'm sure that a colt was pulling back, trying to pull against us. If you've ever been around horses or animals and you tie them up, they try to pull against it. And I want to say to you, there's a lot of times God lets things happen in our life and He ties us down in a certain place or a certain situation and we don't understand it. It's at a crossroads in our life, but He ties us up there so that He knows where we are. He's got us there for a reason. Amen. Amen. I don't understand everything that's happened this year. Every one of us talking, and no sad stories tonight, but the devil seemed to just been fighting us all. I believe He knows this is last time. He's given us trouble and trial, but I'm glad, even in the midst of the crossroads of our life, when we feel tied down and bowed down, I want to say to you tonight, God still knows where you are. There's times I hit my face and I say, God, where are you? Now come on. Come on. I'm not the only one. I know we preachers act like we're super spiritual, but there's times we've said, God, where are you at? God, what are you doing? God, what's going on? God, I don't understand. And there's times we said, God, I'm mad about it. Now physically, verbally, we might not have looked at God and said, God, I'm mad. I have. I said, God, it ain't right. It's not fair. I'm mad at you, God. Where are you at in this situation? I can't feel you. Don't understand you. God, where are you at?
Amen.
Even though I didn't know where He was, He knew exactly where I was. He had me in the very place I needed to be for Him to accomplish the work that He will do accomplish in my life. That little colt was there. I don't know how long he'd been tied. I don't know if it'd been days, a week. I don't know how long he'd been tied there. But he was there because God wanted to use him. God had a purpose. So He tied him up, put him in that situation so he would be there and God could come get him.
Amen.
Or sometimes if God doesn't tie us up and put us in something, we get too big for our britches. We get too full of ourselves. If He doesn't tie us down in some stuff. So in verse number 2, the Lord knew. He knows where I am. But then I also see in verse number 3, He knows who I am. Well, verse number 2, excuse me, He knows who I am. Now, we've all sat around this week and shaken hands and talked and we put our best foot forward and we try to put a good impression for the brethren. And, you know, and so the brethren know us one way. And our family knows us one way. And our church folk know us one way. But God knows who we are. God knows who we are. Who we really are. I like what He said about this colt. He knew who that colt was. Here's what He said about it. Never man sat on him. Now if you've ever been around horses, mules, any type riding animal, never a man sat on them. Means he still had some buck in him. When you got a colt that's never had anybody riding on it, it means that colt still got some buck in it. It still got some wild in it. It still got some kick in it. And I'll be honest with you, Brother Sean, there's a whole lot of times I buck God. And I kick against God. Oh, don't act like you just, everything God says, you just, oh, I'm super spiritual. There's been times God's told me to do something and I bucked against it. I didn't obey the Holy Ghost. I didn't listen to Him. You know why? I got some buck in me. I still got a little wild in me. But you know what? In spite of that, God knew he was wild. God knew he had some buck in him, but he still said, go get him. I have need of him. God knows exactly who you are. He knows what your life is like. He knows in your heart, sometimes you're rebellious, sometimes we're mean, but I'm glad he can take some mean old wicked people and he can still use them for his honor and glory. He knows who we are, but he said this, go get him. I can use him. You know what he done? He picked us up out of a mess because he said, I can use them. I can do something with them. Even as a Christian. Even as a Christian, we're rebellious. We don't do everything perfect, but I'm glad God said, I can still use them. I can still work with that. He knew where I was. He knows where I am now. He knows who I am.
Come on, son.
But he still needs me.
Yeah.
What about that?
That's absolutely amazing to me.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd get up here and preach, and I'd put on a tie, just because you made me, but I'd put on a tie. I could, you know, one time we'd act real spiritual, can't we?
Yeah.
But God knows my heart. God knows me, really.
Yeah.
But God said, I'll still use you. God knows my frailties and says, I'll still use you. The third thing I see, and I'm done. Hang on to your heart. The Lord hath need of you. Just I told you, it's just a thought. He knows where I am. He knows who I am. Yet He still wants to use me. But then verse number 7 said they brought Him to Jesus. And when they brought Him to Jesus, it says they spread the garments out. He knows where I am. He knows who I am, and He knows exactly what I need.
Yeah.
Because this is what Jesus done. When He got the colt, He sat down on him.
Yeah, amen.
He broke him.
Yeah.
He sat down on him.
Amen.
He became ruler of his life.
Yeah.
He sat down on him. And do you know what's going to help us make it through these perilous times? We're going to have the Lord set on us. We can't make it in our flesh. We can't make it in the shout's wonderful. I love to shout. But you better have some substance behind that shout. You better have something back it up. We need the Lord sitting on us. We need the Lord walking with us. We need the Lord being with us if we're ever going to make it through these perilous times that we're in. We need Him just sit down on us. We got to be willing to say, Lord, sit on me. Lord, just come on, sit down on me. I'm tired of bucking. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of rebellion. God, just sit on me. Whatever you want, whichever way you want to go. Just sit down on me, God. I need your presence. You say, why? I didn't read it, but you can go read the rest of the story. Do you know why He wanted that little colt? To carry Him in before everybody.
Yeah.
Through Jerusalem,
right.
Into the temple.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what God wants us?
Yeah.
You know what God wants to use us?
Yeah.
So we can lift Him up.
Yes.
That Jesus sat on the back of the donkey. He was elevated. Yes. He was lifted up. And in our lives, we need to elevate the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to lift Him up. Carry Him through Jerusalem. Carry Him through the town. Carry Him through our daily lives. And even take Him in to the temple with us and lift Him up. The only job in the Bible this little colt had was just to lift up Jesus. Just lift Him up before others. Everybody else throwing their garments, the palm branches, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The little colt didn't get any recognition. You never read about him again. But he done his part for the little bit of span of time. He had Jesus lifted up and carried Him around Jerusalem. And He carried Him around into the temple so everybody could see Jesus. They wasn't worried that He was a wild colt. They wasn't worried that He was rebellious. Because at this point, they couldn't see the colt anymore. All they could see is Jesus. The Lord hath need of us. Not for our personalities.
Amen.
not for our, mannerisms, not for our abilities. God needs us just to lift up Jesus. I want to say to you, hang on to your harp. The Lord hath need of you just to lift up Jesus one more time. Lift Him up at the workplace. Lift Him up at Walmart, my brother. Just lift Him up wherever you go. Put Him high and lift it up. He said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men over. As we depart, just my thought is, hang on to your harp. The Lord hath need of you. What is that? Let's just lift up Christ. It's all about Him anyway. It's not about us. Not about what we've accomplished, what we've done. It's all about Him. He needs to get the glory out of our life. Amen. Thank you, Brother Sean. Amen. That's good tonight. Thank God. Amen. Some people won't serve the Lord because they're trying to get the wildness out of themselves. He said, if you'll just lift Him up, won't nobody see that wildness.